probably gonna be between 15 and 20 more trees. And if we went with the other price, it's, you're looking at probably another $2,000 for the other trees that we're gonna need. But the only other thing, I'm just checking on, I thought we had a survey of that cemetery. I can't find it, and I got a call into Gary. Gary's, you know, he did something up there, but he's gonna get back to us, because there's a couple of trees, I'm not sure if they're ours or they belong to the people in the back. Mm-hmm. So other than that, everything else was taken care of.
When we cleaned that lot, I remember there was somebody being up there and putting pins in the ground. That was 2004? 2005 we cleaned that?
I can't find it. The only thing we did was, Gary said he worked for Lenny back some time ago. He was putting that block door up on the highway, and he wanted to come on our land. So he did a survey to see how far on our land he was going with it. And Gary says he didn't do it. Gary did the other cemetery, right? We can't find anything. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth doesn't have anything. Audrey doesn't have anything. We can't find anything up at the cemetery. And you know, and I don't know if the thing runs straight or comes crooked.
It's Catskill, so it's probably like this.
It's like the Adams Catskill.
I can't see this house.
Yeah.
Part of the tree was on our side, so I took that down. But there are two more that's there that would fall onto a Sealy's property, but I don't want to go on there and get into a big deal with Sealy. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody lives in the house anymore up there. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I don't want to get in a big argument with the family, so if we cut the tree down, most likely, you know, the highway's telling me it's going to go in. So I said, leave it alone, don't touch it. You know, it looks like it's going to fall anyway. So. But other than that, we cleaned it all up, the people are happy. And the only thing is now is to put up a barrier again. When they planted those trees back years ago, there was no, the way they planted them, they just put them there and, you know, they died because the sun's not getting to them, and they're one on top of the other, and, you know. But this will be the last in the back there where we cleaned up, so and everybody's happy.
Okay.
And we got a couple of phone calls thanking you for your presence and us for responding.
Yeah.
So it was happy voters. The other thing is we did get the $7,000 from that account that can be used for maintenance, upkeep, and improvement. So if we were to make an investment in $2,000 worth of trees, one of the things that one of the neighbors commented upon was, yes, it's a cemetery and it's sacred and everyone is appropriately respectful, but it's a wonderful place to walk on a nice day,
and
they appreciate it being
there. Bring their dogs.
And clean up appropriately.
Yeah, I'll tell you the other things they were doing up there.
Well, okay. Understood. But we'll, you know, we do have the funding for that, so if you come back with a price, I think that's something we can make a good investment on.
We probably got another 50 more trees that are going to have to come down.
Mm-hmm. You know,
if the wind doesn't take it down. We've been fortunate for the trees that have fell with the wind and everything. Thank God they never hit
the stones. They haven't landed.
They always missed the stones.
Yeah. Divine intervention, perhaps. Anything else from your area?
That's it.
Area? Okay. In terms of buildings, I did get a call from Marshall and Sterling, from our new representative that replaced Bobby. I think his name is something. Justin Snow, I believe. He's going to meet with us. They did go around and review the buildings, and they're going to review the appraisals, so Audrey and I will sit down with him and see what the story is on new appraisals, dollar-wise, for the buildings that we own. Okay? Highway and ambulance? Aiden, I got a call on a road, and I need the benefit of those of you that were here before us.
Was this Wilson?
Wilson and LaCourt Road, I got a call from a resident, and the issue that has now faced this particular resident is that the garbage trucks will no longer come and pick up trash. They have said the state of the road is such that they won't pick it up. So they tried to explain to me a little bit of what had transpired prior, and I believe I might have been at this meeting as a town resident, but that they had come to here. Obviously, it's a private road. I believe that Mr. Leggio and Praetorius, I believe it was, took a look at the road, and the estimate to get it up to the point where the town would take it over was
$250,000 to $300,000,
exactly.
And that's just LaCourt.
That
was LaCourt.
That didn't include Wilson. You're absolutely right. So the question that the resident asked was, there was some discussion of could something be floated and the residents pay taxes, and I didn't know the legality of this.
They were also offered, I think, at the time we offered them that we would go in and maybe, because the road has really got a lot of holes and everything, that we would go in and dump the stone, but they have to reimburse the highway department.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't fix private roads.
Right. Right.
What I had discovered is you can form what's called a road improvement district. Whatever that cost is gets assessed on those individual houses and the district's taxes.
Correct.
The 10 houses or whatever were on the petition, I believe the $300,000 was too exorbitant for them to absorb. And mm-hmm. that's where it was left.
That was where it was left. Okay. So what my commitment to the resident was, I will call you back after we've had this discussion so that we can catch up on what happened the last time. So you can do a road improvement district? So
you create a district, just like a sewer district, a lighting district.
Mm-hmm.
And those people pay towards...
You need 100% agreement for them?
I'm not sure the percentage. I don't know how many...
I think Mike would have to investigate if that is legal.
That came from association.
I think that it would have to be checked out, make sure we can do that.
Okay.
Because I don't remember if it, I know Joe offered him that they reimbursed the highway if we went in there and did anything.
Yeah.
And it all stemmed from the other road we took over. And that road we wound up with is because Piscataway used it to pump water out of the reservoir up there.
Stella.
And Stella. The highway got involved and kept it clean. And because of that, 20 years that we did all this, we owned the road.
Yeah. So. Okay. So we'll double check on the appropriateness of the
road improvement district.
Yeah. Sure. And then the degree to which you have to have approval within the community. Is it every resident? I mean, or is it like sewer? Do you have to mandate it and then everybody has to pay? Or, you know, I just don't know how that would go.
Generally, it's not 100%, but I think you need a majority. In some districts, I can't speak to a road improvement district.
And if there's less than 20 on this, that's a long, and then how long would it be? And you'd have to float a bond, because we don't have that kind of bond.
No, you get a bond, and they pay the bond, basically, the district, just like the sewer district's paying for the sewer bond.
Right.
There's a lot of houses.
Right? Well, I mean, are we in agreement that we'd be willing to explore it?
Yes, but they need to understand that in order for the town to take it over, it has to be brought up to specs first.
Correct. But that would be what the bond's purpose would be, right? Would be to bring it up to specs?
Well, we're talking about two different things.
The $250,000 was to bring the road into specs.
And for the town to take it over.
What we're doing now is just, we're going to do temporary repair, just go in there, I would imagine, and drop some stone and...
Right.
To level it all out. That's all we're going to do.
Right.
And if they, it depends how much they want. If they want us to go in there and plow it in the wintertime, that's...
Right, so you have that option, or it could become a town road. We have to figure out what direction they want to go.
Right. So just so I'm clear, the two options are you could become a district and you can get this thing up to speed and turn it over to us. Or there is a stopgap exercise where we could put some fill-ins so that the trash truck would continue to come in.
Well, that's again, they would have to pay for that. And that's what I'm saying. And Michael, you got to just make sure that, you know, it's allowed.
Well, if you were to say to them $250,000 and you got to pay the taxes on it, or we'll come in and throw some stone in here and you'll have to pay for the stone, my instinct is people will say, well, just get it to the point where I can still drive on it. If we offer that as an option, can we offer that as an option?
That's all I'm saying.
Legally, and I don't know the answer to that stopgap.
Right. Now, I know in the past, when there has been any kind of emergency there, the town highway has always bucked up and filled holes for an ambulance or plowed or salted to get the ice mm-hmm. and snow off the roads. So I don't think that's been an issue. It's, I guess, the non-ice snow season.
Okay.
Well, so if you start doing that, and it's a private road,
they're all going to be an issue.
Yeah.
Well, that's my question, is if you offer something like the filling of the stone...
Well, that's all right, because they're paying for it.
Right.
If they pay for it, you just can't go in there and do it.
Right. Well, I think we'd have to charge them for everything that we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, labor, set
yeah, absolutely.
Stone.
But I mean, anything, that whether it's plowing or an emergency... I mean, I think it would be... Otherwise, we run the risk of... We got a lot of private roads around here.
We do.
I live on them.
Sean couldn't be here tonight because Alfie was coming home from the hospital. So should the first thing be that we ask Sean to go out and take a look and see what, do an assessment of
the should
already.
We should have notes from Pretorius.
Well, we do, but being he's the new highway superintendent, I'd like to hear his
and particularly if we go down the path of, we have to understand what the amount of work it would be.
Right.
My suggestion.
Paving now.
My suggestion would be is wait to make sure that Michael comes with a legal mm-hmm. and then sit down and talk to them if that's what they want to do with the options. To me, they only got two options.
No, I told her I needed some time before I would call her back to find out what our options were.
But if they see Sean out there looking at the road, they'll get the idea that Sean's going to fix it. You know?
Yeah.
But wait till he gets the okay and we can do it. You know? That's what I would recommend.
I'm reading
Office of State Contract.
Office of State about special districts. Yeah. There are questions about special districts, whether it's the best approach. And
right.
But anyway, I think just in the interest of responding to a resident, the path we just described is reasonable. And I'll call back and let her know where we're at. Sean spoke with the county. The county is on a path, and I think, Paul, you might be aware of this, the county's on a path to put together their bridge wish list for the funding that's coming from the state. They recommended that we also go down our path. They recommended that we go with Creighton Manning because they're going with Creighton Manning, and there may be some economies of scale around that. So as we go through the process, just in terms of organizing and things. But in terms of what this will cost us, if you look at the application, you have to estimate the costs of the design, the mapping, etc. And if you got the award, you'd get that money back. I read the application. But clearly, if Creighton is going to do an assessment, I'm sure there will be a cost for the assessment. So I'm going to ask Sean to go out and get this separated out so we understand what we're actually in for. And then we've got money in the highway. There are some of these bridges that we absolutely are going to have to move forward on because they're at risk, and we've got some very concerned residents on those roads. So either way, we need to have these assessed and priced and then figure out how we're going to do it. So I don't know if anybody has any other observations from highway. And the only other thing I told George that I would read is that we were asked by the county to provide a letter and a form to be returned early part of this week regarding interest in a countywide task force. And I just wanted to share the letter that we sent back to Aiden O'Connor, who was a Greene County legislator, head of health and chair of the countywide ambulance task force. Dear Aiden, thank you for your attendance at our workshop session in June. We appreciated the opportunity to catch up with new members and to have a preliminary discussion regarding plans for the future. At this time, the town board has asked that I communicate the following. The town of Catskill has made a significant investment in its decision to move to ALS capabilities and continues to enhance the capabilities of our ambulance service overall. The results of this decision and subsequent investment made by the previous board cannot be appropriately assessed until we are fully operational for at least 1 year. We now have the ability to analyze this investment in a detailed and real-time fashion and feel a full year is the minimum time we should have to analyze an investment of this magnitude. While we acknowledge the observations made about the potential for quality and financial improvements listed in the attached letter, the board would like to have more clarity regarding the funding source, governance structure, and impact on our current constituents, i.e. Town of Catskill residents. Should you pursue a Park County or pilot initiative, clarity in these areas may become more apparent and members of the board's views may evolve. It is important to emphasize that we recognize the long-term challenges to emergent care in a county with no hospital and that the town board may wish to participate in this initiative in the future. I believe it was described at our workshop meeting that the current structure grew over time as the service became more mature. This initiative may undergo a similar growth curve. Both George and myself will continue to attend and contribute to the meetings that address emergency services in the county. Finally, the Town of Catskill Ambulance Service remains able and willing to assist in backup and coverage, as has been the tradition with all emergency services in the county. Sincerely, Doreen Davis, Supervisor. And that was sent today with the application also. Any other items from any other departments? Mr. Smith, anything? Okay. For the purposes, the bond resolution. Yes. Okay. For the ambulance. So we are going to take the bond resolution for the ambulance too. But how about the solar? We have to do that. We got to do both of those.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Before we close the meeting. Now that we had our public hearing. Okay. Bond resolution authorizing the purchase of one ambulance. A meeting of the town board of the town of Catskill in the county of Greene, New York was held in the town offices at the Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, 12414, on July 20th, 2016 at 6:30 p.m. Present, Councilman Antonelli, Councilman Giordano, Councilman McAuliffe, Councilman Vosburgh, and Supervisor Davis. Whereas the town board of the town of Catskill, New York, the town has determined that it is in the best interest of the residents of the town to purchase one ambulance for the town, including equipment and furnishings used in connection therewith the ambulance. And whereas the purchase of the ambulance is a type 2 action within the meaning of the State Environmental Quality Review Act and the regulations issued pursuant thereto, collectively known as SEAKER, and therefore no further action is required to be taken by the town board pursuant to SEAKER. Now, therefore, on motion, and I will entertain a motion to pass this resolution on motion of Councilman
McAuliffe,
seconded by Councilman Giordano. All members present voting on roll call. Councilman Antonelli?
Yes.
Councilman Vosburgh?
Yes.
The supervisor votes yes. Councilman Giordano?
Yes.
And Councilman McAuliffe?
Aye.
It is hereby resolved by the town board of the town of Catskill by a unanimous vote to adopt the ambulance bond resolution. And the second action before we close the meeting is our local law filing number 3 of 2016. And this is local law amending the code of the town of Catskill by adding a new chapter entitled Solar Energy Use as described in the law, which was reviewed at the public hearing and accepted for comment and also is posted on the website. I need a motion to put the law in effect for the solar law. Mr. Vosburgh? Second?
Yes.
Mr. Antonelli, all this, in favor? Oh, sorry.
This will be with my correction.
With the correction mentioned in the public hearing, which is to have a placard, perhaps near the voltage meter for electric, notifying first responders that there is solar present. So the motion was made by, I can't remember.
Me.
Mr. Vosburgh. Seconded by Mr. Antonelli. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The solar law addition to our local laws is hereby adopted. The board has the intent of going into executive session for the purposes of reviewing legal action and agreement. In discussion of the swinging bridge, I would like to include Mr. Hilcher and president of Palinville the Hamlet, Jill Burkholder. Motion? And town's attorney, Michael Smith.
And Liz.
Oops, sorry, and town clerk.
I make the motion we go into executive session.
Mr. Doriano made the motion. Second, please.
Second,
Mr. Vosburgh. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion is carried, and the board will not be returning into open session other than to adjourn the meeting.